just reminded me. No, it's what Ken said reminded me when he said about DNA, because there was this paper, I think it was, I'm not sure it was in UCB a long time ago, that they did this study. If you remember in the Bible when Cain killed Abel, it said that Abel's blood got, is crying out to God. And there's somewhere in the New Testament said there's really a lot of power in the blood. It speaks, the blood speaks. Well, they did a survey in the military, and they took some blood cells from these men, and then they put them in a test tube or whatever they put them in, and then they sent the men to go into another room and watch these war films. And as they were in the other room watching the war films, away from this blood, the blood was reacting to what they were watching, and yet it was not in the body. So, I mean, how powerful is our blood? And you see, these scientists can make clone animals, but they can't make blood. They get blood from somewhere, but they can't make their own. So, I mean, there's something powerful in the blood when it can react to something that's in another room. It's not in the body even. So how powerful is that?